Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will start soon. But first, did you know that you can find us on Facebook and Twitter? Come to @AweIsland. And help us help kids relax by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. Thanks for helping us spread the word.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes. And then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath
in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm? Or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath. In and out. Again, give yourself a big hug. Squeeze and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. And then relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight and then let go. take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Puffin Fun. Soft clouds covered the sky as the Puffin family woke up from their afternoon nap. Pearl and Peter Puffin rubbed beaks and smiled as they hugged their baby bird. Then Pearl stretched her wings wide. It was her turn to search for dinner. The Mama and Papa Puffin rubbed beaks once more, and Pearl stepped outside of their cozy burrow. The little Puffin wandered over to the edge of the island and flew out across the water. Finding a good spot, she dove into the water with a tiny splash. With her wings extended, Pearl looked like she was flying through the water. She twisted and turned, enjoying the feeling of the water around her feathers. Then she popped back up to the surface and floated on the waves. Just for a moment, Pearl allowed herself to enjoy the gentle rocking sensation of the sea. It was time to find food for dinner, so the little Puffin took a deep dragon breath in and out. Then she took another little breath and dove down. The color of the water changed from clear to a light blue to a rich blue as Pearl dove deeper and deeper. Then she saw something sparkling as it was caught by the light. Pearl hoped she had found some fish. She swam a little closer to see what it was, and then the sparkling stopped. The water had become a little cloudy, so the little Puffin swam back up to the surface and took another deep dragon breath in and out. She took another quick breath and dove down again, gracefully gliding through the water and hoping to find another sparkling fish. She watched carefully, looking for a glimmer of light anywhere in the deep blue waters. Pearl thought she saw something flicker again and decided after another deep dragon breath, she would head right to that spot. So the little Puffin swam up to the surface of the water and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Then once more, she took a quick breath and dove down into the deep blue sea, right back to where she had been. The little Puffin looked around, and there it was, that little shimmer. She noticed something more. This time, the sparkle seemed to change colors as she watched. Whatever it was moved smoothly through the sea. Determined to find out, Pearl continued swimming closer and closer. Suddenly, it turned directions, and Pearl knew what the glimmer was. She dove right on by, looking the squid in the eye as she passed it. startled by the little puffin. The shimmering squid quickly propelled itself away, disappearing into the deep blue. Pearl sighed and began to head for the surface. As she swam, the water grew lighter and lighter. The little puffin realized there was a lot more sparkling up here. She had found fish. Pearl caught 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fish in her beak and popped up on the surface. Proudly, the little puffin carried dinner back to Papa and their baby. The three puffins enjoyed their dinner, and then it was time to rest. Pearl and Peter rubbed beaks and settled down in their cozy burrow. With full bellies, the three little puffins yawned. Pearl relaxed, wished everyone happiness and peace, and thought of all she had to be grateful for. The little puffin was grateful to have shared a delicious dinner with Peter and their baby. She was happy to have seen the shimmering squid. Pearl was especially thankful to have a wonderful family. With that thought, she nuzzled into Peter and wrapped her wing around the little baby puffin. Peter wrapped his wings around Pearl and their little baby. Together, they formed a big ball of fluff. Pearl closed her eyes and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little puffin took another deep dragon breath, calming her body. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Pearl fell asleep, grateful for every moment with her loving family. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.